Well, good morning, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Elliot Callan, CEO of Prosperity Financial Group, and I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Meet the Expert. Today is very exciting and it's different. We are going to be speaking with a co-founder of Mission Matters, a blogger and a podcaster, a branding expert, Adam Torres from Southern California. Welcome, Adam.
Man, Elliot. Hey, really excited to be on here and love the title, The Expert. Hope I can bring some value to your listeners today.
Great. And just to remind everybody, what we do is we help people build wealth, create wealth, and keep their wealth, depending on what their goals are, with portfolios that we do originally. So thank you, Adam, for being here. We're not going to talk about me. We're going to talk about you. And so I know you've done a great job writing books. And I'm going to remind everybody before we even begin that there is a book with his name, his face on there,
yeah,
and my face.
Go pick up that book.
If you're interested in getting this, let me know. But I'm very excited about this. My friends and family are very excited about this. And it is 200 plus pages, or almost 200 pages. And it's not written in 14 point or 18 point or 22 point. So it's got real words in there without a lot of pictures and cartoons and everything. It's actually got a bunch of meat in there, which is great. So Adam, let's talk about what Mission Matters does, what blogging is all about, why you do what you do, how the success you've had it, because very few people that in almost every industry are blogging, but it's definitely growing. We blog. It's not really advertising. It's much more PR and public awareness of what we're doing. And we've learned that if you're looking for quick results, boy, it's a slow boat to China. If you're looking for quick results on blogging, it's just not there. Sorry for the phrase there. I'm not sure that phrase is politically correct anymore, but it is certainly a phrase. Anyway, so tell me about what it means to be a blogger, a writer, and so forth, and what you do at Mission Matters.
Yeah, Elliot. First off, thank you for having me on the show. It really is. It's going to be some fun, number one, to catch up with you. And speaking of the book, I was really excited to publish your work and really to bring your message to my audience and really let them know what you're all about. So great part of the community and the Mission Matters community, and happy to have you there. So when it comes to really creating content, so that's what we are at the heart of everything, content creators. So whether it's podcasting, so meaning I personally recorded over 4,000 episodes, I host 8 shows. As a company, we've published over 200 authors now. And when it comes to our website and all the content that's put out there, if you count all the content we put out there over the last 4 years or so, we've put out over 30,000 pieces of content. So what Mission Matters is about, really simply stated, is we elevate stories. We amplify stories for business owners, experts, and entrepreneurs. We want to make sure that stories that need to be told are told, and that they have that voice that carries them further. Because one thing that we all know is that it's hard to break through the noise nowadays, and it's not getting any easier.
Yes, it is. So just to pick up on a couple words you said, and that's content. Yeah. I think of content as steak, you know, steak and sauce, or steak and vegetables. It's the steak of what you're doing. And in my industry, the financial advisory business, there are some very, very competent people. So they've got great steak, but they're starving to death because they don't know how to get their message out. And so many entrepreneurs have that same problem, that they have great competency, core competency. They're excellent at what they do. They just can't get that mission out. So how do they get the mission out? How do they get the sizzle out?
Yeah.
What tools are available to them?
Well, you know, in all fairness to them, I don't blame them. So it's hard to create content, and it's really hard to get out there and to get your message heard. In fact, I couldn't do it initially. I'll be upfront. So for those that have maybe caught my shows in the past, they may know that I come from the financial advisory background. So I was in that business almost 14 years. And when I went independent, I had this choice. I started a marketing company. I still had my practice, and I found that I personally couldn't do both. So I had to make a decision. I had to say, all right, well, I'm going to either become a full-time content creator, or I'm going to hire somebody else and just have them take care of that part. And I'm going to run my firm. But I personally couldn't do both at the same time. If somebody out there that can do both, good for you. I couldn't. I made the decision to close my practice and to become a full-time content creator. So the first thing I would tell somebody if they're watching this is you already know what you like doing. If you don't like getting in front of a camera, if you do like getting in front of a camera, if you don't like writing, if you do like writing, if you like podcasting, you don't like podcasting, like you already know what you like to do. The real question is, how do you maximize your time, right? So that you're not closing your business to just start creating content all of a sudden. Like, that's not realistic. Who's going to do that? And then very few people are going to find that calling or feel that calling. So first thing is, again, decide where you're going to be in that content creation process. Decide your platform. So meaning, is it going to be video? Is it going to be audio? Is it going to be written word? And then the last thing I would say is decide how much of your time you're going to spend on it. Are you going to hire somebody? Are you going to have somebody work with your marketing team? Are you going to have your marketing team do it all in-house? I mean, lots of decisions there. But I'll tell you one thing. The main thing is you need to be creating content. Every day that goes by that you're not creating content, you're falling behind. You're falling behind your competition, you're falling behind the industry, and really you're falling behind the times. Because what happens is, let's just say that you're watching this right now and you've been fighting this idea of, hey, I need to create content, right? You're fighting this idea. Well, guess what? If you wake up in 5 years and say, all right, I need to start creating content, you can't just, you know, snap your fingers or click a button and then you have 5 years of content created. No, you're still starting then. Like, your competition that's been creating content this whole time, they have a 5-year catalog of content. So think about that. So if you're watching this and you're still not creating content, I would advise definitely taking a second thought and a second look at it, if it makes sense for you.
Right. And I would love people to look at the content that we've created at prosperityfinancialgroup.com. I think it's super.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Adam, the difference between advertising and public relations and content. It's a gray line between there. People aren't really sure what the difference is. How do you perceive the differences?
Well, now, I mean, all of those are under the umbrella of content, in my opinion. So if you think about the advertising side of things, and it's because everything's pretty much integrated now, that's the reason. So let's say that you have an advertising campaign, a traditional advertising campaign. Well, that can now be shared across social media. That can now be repurposed and created into blog posts or other things. That can be created into an engagement campaign for your list or your email list or for your direct audience. The same thing with PR. You do a press release. There's no longer the day of you just do a press release. It's gone. It goes out to the PR wires and it's all set. No, like now you can take that press release. Of course, you still do it, but now you can have something else done that you're going to repurpose it. Have your founder announce that you did a press release and talk about it for a minute or two. Shoot a video about that. Post that on social media. So you can repurpose and create content many, many different ways. And circling back to what you mentioned in terms of Prosperity Financial, like, you do a great job. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on your show. When we first started talking, one of the things that I mentioned that made you and your thought process around content just very dynamic is that you're approaching it from many different mediums. It's very difficult to do that. You're doing video, you're doing audio, you're doing blog stuff, you're doing books. You published a book with us. Like, that's not easy. So when you think about all of the different types of content that you're putting out there, it's giving you a higher probability of reaching a larger audience, but you're also meeting your audience where they're at. You're not forcing them to go somewhere else. If they want to read a book, guess what? You have a book for them. If they like paper, guess what? You held it up a moment ago. It's printed. Like, they have their paper. They don't like that. They like audio. Guess what? You have audio for them. If they want to read something on the website, they have that. They like video. They want to watch it. You have that as well. So the point is that you're meeting your audience where they're at and not forcing them to go somewhere else.
So Adam, on typically we get 5,000 to 10,000 people that watch our show.
Yeah.
Which shows like this, Meet the Expert, which is pretty good. But it's not like Joe Rogan, who's getting millions and millions of people watching it. And I'm in awe of his success and how he has millions of people watching him every week. How does one go? And I know you're working on this yourself because you've got your own blogs and podcasts and so forth. How do you go from a few hundred to hundreds of thousands of people? And what can somebody expect from a time frame that this is reasonable? And how can I even run my business and still do that?
Yeah. Well, in terms of time, it will be different for everyone. And in terms of platforms that you're at, it changes a lot. So meaning, for example, organic reach on platforms like Instagram, I mean, that's pretty much gone. Now you have to pay in order to get real reach. On LinkedIn, the reach has been going down quite a bit throughout the years organically. So you have to pay for that as all. And just for anybody watching this, if you're not familiar with the difference between organic or paid, think about it this way. Organic means you do a post and it reaches people. Less and less of your posts will reach more and more of your audience just based off of the way the algorithms have changed and that now you have to pay. So Facebook, once upon a time, you put a post up and all your friends would see it. Not anymore. Now you're lucky if 10%, 15% see it, right? So that changed over time with the algorithms and also with the advertising models that they have depending on the platform. When it comes to podcasts, the same holds true. The only thing I would say there is that you really have to be thoughtful in terms of where you're sharing it and also the audience that you want to hear it. So you mentioned to me, Elliot, that, you know, you may have 5,000 plus people that are listening. In my mind, if you're looking at people that are potential clients for Prosperity Financial or just that you want to get the knowledge in general, I'd rather have 5,000 that really want to hear my message and are focused on the community and that want to do better in your particular niche than having 100,000 or a million that are disengaged or maybe not in my target market. So I don't necessarily say that you want to think about this as a sprint to where you put out an episode, one episode does good, the next one doesn't do good, or whatever your measure of good is, by the way, whatever you feel is your KPI or what you're aiming for. But the main thing that I tell content creators is focus on the community. Like focus on that one audience member. The more you focus on that one audience member, the person that sends you an email and says that they liked your episode and what they did, the more and the bigger connection you can have with them, the better. And I think in order to kind of understand what that means is we can learn a lesson from, you know, the great musicians in history that treated every fan like they were like number one and they stood at the meet and greets and they did all these other things. Like the fact that somebody listens to you and gives you their attention, like that's an honor, whether it's one person, whether it's two, whether it's three. So to respect that and to reciprocate that relationship as much as possible and to reply to emails from fans or from people that are writing in, like that's all very important. And over time, what will happen is, so the key word is consistency. Over time, what will happen is you'll wake up one day and you'll be like, wow, where did this, number one, where'd the time go? But where'd this audience come from? I just kept focusing on one fan at a time. And wow, I can't believe this happened. But that's the main thing is just to know that that is not a sprint. It is a marathon if you're creating great content.
So we're people that believe in our firm. I'm someone that personally believes that character counts. The old throwback, I know it doesn't really mean anything as much like it once did, but to me, character counts, and ethics and personal credibility and your word is your bond type of thing, the Godfather thing. My very word is my very bond, and from the Godfather prelude. So I'm a big fan of that. How does somebody get that message out in today's world?
Well, depending on the type of content they're putting out, you can't hide it. So if you're on a podcast, the thing is, especially on a podcast or video, and it's not scripted like this, this is just a conversation between human beings right now. So we're not reading from a script. I hope that's pretty obvious to everybody watching this. But you can't hide, like you can't hide. And the thing about character is, especially when you think about social media and a lot of the different things out there in terms of like, you can't really hide behind anything now. Because the people that do or that try to put out something that's inauthentic, the what do they call that? The BS monitor or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what it's called, but the when you put out something inauthentic, it usually falls pretty flat. Like it falls pretty flat. So the character portion of it and the authenticity, I feel like the more true you are to yourself and your message, the more likely you are for your audience to grow. If you're making something that and you're for quite some time and then like, let's just say, for example, I'll give you an example. I'm not the best cook. Like, I'm going to throw that out there. I eat out a lot and I order in a lot, and I have some friends that maybe cook some things for me here and there to make sure I get a home cooked meal. So that being said, if I was to start a podcast on cooking, I don't think it's going to do too well. like it might be, it definitely wouldn't be meet the expert. It'd be meet the novice. If that was the angle, okay, then I might be able to grow that show, because every show I'm going to just be like, oh, what's that? How do I do this? I don't know what to do. Like, how do I, but meet the novice. Okay. That would work for me on a cooking show. But if I was hosting a cooking show called Meet the Expert, and it was, I would not be the one. It would be pretty obvious pretty quickly that I'm not the expert in the kitchen, and the audience would be able to tell. So would the guests. So that inauthenticity would lead to an obvious character flaw of me maybe trying to be an expert in something that I'm not. So I think the BS detector for most people out there is pretty strong nowadays. So it's remaining authentic and keeping that character first, I think, is still really, really important.
Great. So let's talk about your writing. Let's talk about, again, this book, Right Here, Mission Matters. You are an Amazon number one. You've been on Amazon number one list for many, many times in your career.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome and amazing. And I think this looks gorgeous. This is where I have more picture. I guess I need to update that picture, because I have several chins on that picture, and today I'm back to one. and a bio. So what does it take to be an Amazon number one writer, and what's your motivation for these books of Mission Matters?
You know, Mission Matters overall. So the goal here is, again, to amplify stories of others. That's our goal. So these books are a co-authored book series. What we do is we bring together a group of amazing authors such as yourself, and we want to showcase them. So we want to make sure that their story gets out to the masses, and that people hear, you know, their message. So these books came out somewhat by happenstance, I like to say, but is anything that way? I don't know. I feel like when you're drawn to something, you're drawn to it. So I wrote my first book when I was still a financial advisor, actually, and I self-published it, and it looked nowhere near as good as the book that you held up a moment ago. So it was my first shot at publishing. I didn't really know what I was doing. I did try, but I noticed something. I had this. I had probably more success than you think you have from a self-published book. I think all of a sudden I was getting speaking engagements. I was traveling, like people were finding me on LinkedIn, like all this strange stuff started to happen. And one of the things that happened were people started approaching me, asking me could I help them publish a book? And I'm like, at the time, I'm like, what do you mean? I'm a financial advisor. I'm not a publisher. Like, how am I going to help you publish a book? But fast forward a little bit, you know, a year probably after those conversations started happening, and that's where we launched the publishing company. And that's where we decided to use our platform and the podcast and many of the other things that we developed on the marketing side, really to focus on the stories of others. So that's how we did it. And it's all been centered around the Mission Matters community. And so how do you become a bestseller? Well, you put out a lot of content, number one. So every number that we do is real. And what I mean by that is we put out a lot of content. We spend a lot of time building our Mission Matters community, and we spend a lot of time cultivating relationships. So it's definitely not the sexy, put the money in the advertising here, or do this, or, you know what I mean, push this button, all of a sudden you're a bestseller and this algorithm does this. No, we built a real audience. Like we did the hard route of, we've been at it now going on 5 years. So for somebody watching that's been building their career for a long time, they're like, 5 years, that's nothing. This kid doesn't know what he's talking about. I've been working for 15, 20 years. Well, I agree with you. 5 years isn't a lot. I would say that. However, 5 years putting out 30,000 pieces of plus of content is a whole nother story. So we probably put in 10 years of work in that 5 years in order to build our audience to where now our distribution is able to really get stories out there.
Great. And let's kind of end, before I give you an opportunity to tell us how to reach you, let's end with that chapter of the book where I'm actually in there. And co-authored chapter. What do you think of that? What's the message there? How do you feel?
So one of the things that I like about your writing really is going back to that idea of authenticity and character. So there's a lot of different routes that you could have went. And when you initially submitted it, obviously Prosperity Financial, I didn't know if you were going to go for just a really, you know, on point financial lesson, but you decided to go more. Like you gave some of your thoughts on this, but you decided to go more. And you talked about things like creating the relationship with people. And you talked about things like people first. And so all of these, in my opinion, just made the writing come alive to me. It made it to where it wasn't boring. I'm not saying anybody out there that's a boring writer, don't worry, editors can make you sound better. I'm not the best writer, okay? But my editors, I feel like make me sound better than I maybe am in terms of writing, that is. But that those are a couple of things that just, in my opinion, made your story come alive. And it's one of the reasons why I think people should go pick up that book. I'm sure there's going to be some notes and some links in the show notes, because again, we want people to go grab that book.
Yeah. So Adam, how do people reach you if they're interested in getting more of your books and more of your information and watching your blogs? Give us a quick commercial on you.
Yeah, really easy to find, missionmatters.com. We're always looking for guests for our shows. So it's really easy to apply to come on the show. We host a video podcast, and you'll notice when you go to missionmatters.com, there's a big button that says apply to be a guest. So if you want to reach me, I'd say to start just by going over there to apply to be on the show. We'd be happy to take your application. If we don't get back to you immediately, just know we get quite a few applications every month. We're a little at over 1,000 a month right now in terms of applications to get on the show, but we're always looking for more. We're looking for great stories. We're looking for great entrepreneurs, executives, and experts that have a message to share that they want to get out to the world. So again, missionmatters.com, and then just click on the become a guest to apply.
So you've been listening to another episode of Meet the Expert. We've had Adam Torres on there, who is the co-founder of Mission Matters. It's been great. We have that book that I've already held up several times as a commercial, but very exciting, the difference between branding and advertising and how to get your story out there. So Adam, thanks for being part of this today.
Thank you, Elliot. It's been a pleasure. And everybody listening, don't forget, hit that subscribe button, because Elliot has an awesome show, Meet the Expert. I'm tuning in and I want you to do as well.
Great. I can't buy that advertising. Thanks, Adam. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you again.